Squirrels and Robots, Episode 72. Apparently, I take a few days off to fix things IRL and cryptocurrencies drop 30%. My dog coins are worthless! First Elon, then China, regulations are trying to make our fake money broken! Yeah, it's kind of weird, mate. It's like, supposedly Elon dumped a bunch of crypto because he was all like, oh, crypto needs to be more energy sustainable, and then all of a sudden, you know, other high-profile people were dumping their crypto, and then all of a sudden, China's like, oh, we don't want to do business with companies that get involved with cryptocurrency. Yeah, that doesn't sound like a bunch of rich people already knew China was going to make a move against cryptocurrency. Yeah, that doesn't sound like any kind of collusion with a bunch of rich schmucks who just seem to be making more money than they actually need ever in their entire life. Yeah, that doesn't seem like we should be taxing the hell out of these multi-billion dollar jerks. And maybe feeding the homeless people and giving proper help to our veterans and basically everyone else on the planet who isn't swimming in money. I don't think rich people need to be that money. Yeah, whatever. But now, okay, listen, now most companies don't want crypto because they now know that they won't be able to do business with China, allegedly. So it's like, it's ruined. How much is that dog coin in the window? It's worthless! Worthless! Yeah, I mean, I guess say what you will about China and their politics, but they're smart enough to know what's smoke and mirrors and what has actual value. Keep that in mind. Well, I mean, the whole concept of value is vague, isn't it? Like, you know, okay, I'll put a high value on anime and baby metal things, but to someone else, it's like, oi, why are you spending $100 on a Blu-ray concert? Well, because it's cheaper than a ticket, mate. Oh, speaking of baby metal, yo, how did they get all dark all of a sudden? What do you mean? Like, I haven't seen pictures of them in years. So I had stuck in my head these tiny little J-metal cutesy people, you know, bouncing up and down. Now they're just, like, dark. Their costumes are dark. The imagery is dark. Everything's blackness.
Well, I mean, you said so yourself a bit ago. You know, like that whole kawaii thing. That ain't gonna last forever, right? So you gotta evolve. You know, you gotta do something different. And, you know, if blackness and darkness and doom and gloom is the only way to go, then that's what you do. You gotta evolve. You know, you gotta evolve.
Yeah, I guess.
I would like to evolve into a Meowth.
You can't evolve into a Pokemon because you're a squirrel.
Don't tell me how to live my life or how to identity. I'm Meowth now. Meowth!
Okay, fine. Let's see. Oh, speaking of cat things, Begley, you got gifts.
I did! From Lucifer once more, the Lord of Darkness.
Are they really a lord, though?
What?
Well, I mean, can they legally be called a lord?
I would say yes.
All right. You know, I just want to make sure the title lord doesn't get diminished by common folk, you know?
Well, I mean, it's Lucifer, right? I mean, Lord of Darkness and whatever, mate. Anyway, I got gifts addressed specifically to Harem Master Begley, which confused the people at the post office quite a bit. So maybe a note inside as to whom it's for would be best.
Is that why my mail keeps getting returned to sender?
Yeah, I think Lord Twitchy of Yonkers is just messing with the postal workers.
Oh, shoe buckles! I want my gifts!
Anyway, gifts. We have a bit of class and a bit of crass. So let us start with the crass, which has been edited for reasons. A wall scroll of a bunch of Monster Musume characters with Mia and Centauria and Ragnara and speaking of Rax. Wow, this is very bouncy, and I wish I could show it here in its entirety, but, you know, terms of service and all that, spoiling our fun.
Perhaps, if this were a music video, they'd give you a pass? Just saying. I feel terms are arbitrarily enforced based on how popular you are on the platform.
Yeah. It's kind of fun to do. Pilsy!
Hi!
Make us more popular!
I don't want to be more popular.
What? Why?
Is it not a hassle with all the people yelling at you and being mean on social media? Why not just be off to the side? You know, make some funnies and let everyone else wallow in the sadness that is fame.
Yeah.
Here's a point. Fame corrupts, and is quite the bother.
Okay, then, figure out a way to make more money yet not be famous. Make other people famous and then take their money like they do in the K-pop industry? Huh. Hey, Gregory, boy, how much does baby metal actually make? Like, the band and the singers? I don't know. I would assume it would be a lot. Well, if it's anything like it is in the States, I'll just assume management steals all the money and the artists end up old and poor. Wow. Well, I mean, okay, there are some exceptions, but come on. Where are we going? Alright, aside from the wall scroll, what was the classy thing you got? Oh, right. A Blu-ray of The Cat Returns, the Studio Ghibli film. But it's in a steel case, mate. Steel case! So, it's not like some weird anime. Oh, no, mate. It's Ghibli. Or is it Ghibli? I always say Ghibli. Like, I want to pronounce the H because I see it. Ghibli. 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 Whatever. No, mate, it's Ghibli. Nothing but class all the way. So, thank you, Lucifer, for the combo theme gift of crass and class. It is much appreciated and shall hang on my wall until me mum shows up, and then I will take it down until they leave, and then I shall put it back up again. Ugh. Well, let's see. A ton of stuff was sent to the Fat Carrot by Cromus once more. So, thank you, Cromus, and the Fat Carrot will have to cover all that stuff because we have limited time here. Also, thank you, Brittany, Robert, Thanis, and unnamed person who sent a bunch of espresso coffee candies. I'll keep those away from Pilsy. Yeah, seriously. Are they bad for me? Do I allergic? What should I not be eating? Air. Oh, I try not to. Air gives me gas. Also, thanks to John for sending snail mail monies. It's like getting a PayPal donation, only slower. Actually, it's a bit better as PayPal doesn't get a cut. And speaking of which, thank you, Lisa, for the PayPal dono. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you, Lisa. Yes, thank you. There was some good news for streamers on Twitch. That pumpkin guy streams on Twitch on Wednesdays at 1 p.m. and Sundays at noon Eastern time. It's Eastern time, not Easter. I don't know. Bunnies are fun anytime. Also, the Pumpkin Man is trying to start up gaming streamings, but real life has been difficult to freeze up time, for he also helps other people stream. Stop promoting the pumpkin here, please. Sorry. Anyway, good news for Twitch streamers. In the Just Chatting section, it kind of used to be a bit janked up, Twitch finally set up a separate category for all those ladies who like to hang around in bikinis in a swimming pool in the middle of their bedroom. Right, there's now a category on Twitch specifically for ladies in bikinis in tiny little pools in their bedrooms. Yeah. Which I find kind of strange. Like, I noticed they didn't outright stop it, citing terms of service and all that, but hey, I guess, much like music videos on YouTube, you can show whatever you want as long as it's bringing in money. Wow. I mean, alright, I'm glad there's a category for ladies in bikinis, honestly, But, like, if we had Jermaine on the Pumpkin Guy shows, all in a bikini, bouncing around and such, I mean, how quickly would we get in trouble? I mean, every episode of her in any type of semi-revealing clothing has been deemed not suitable for advertising. How does that work? Oh, yeah, speaking of which, apparently YouTube rolled out some new terms of service that allows them to monetize videos that are not part of the YouTube Partner Program. Right, so say I'll have some viral hit, and I get millions of views. YouTube can monetize that, but I'll get no money. Apparently. Wow! Alright, but, like, what's to stop them from, say, demonetizing a channel that is semi-popular, yet continue to run ads on the content, completely cutting out the content creator? According to these terms of service, absolutely nothing. Wow, corporate America is just a corrupt ball of screw you, isn't it? I have no idea how creative people survive anymore. Well, I mean, that's easy, mate. Ludes! Yeah, but, okay, think about that for a second. Let's make an analogy. In a sense, corporations are much like society. You know? A content creator is just that individual. Just your average person looking to make money off their hard work. So now,
corporate society pushes people around, constantly chips away at their income, takes advantage of their work, underpays them, or outright steals from them, constantly stresses them out, constantly abuses them. So now, all a person can do to survive is turn to other, shadier ways in order to make a living. So, much like a once nice woman, who is now forced to become a lady of the evening because their job just won't give them a living wage.
So you're saying corporations are abusing content creators so much that they have to do fan-only things just to survive?
In theory.
That is a grim outlook, mate. I mean, that's like just the future of everything being stolen. All the creative works of the world being stolen by large companies and monetized with no monies given to the creative person. Oh, that is grim. That is so grim.
It is. So, as usual, support your favorite content creators, etc., etc. I don't like to harp on it, but new terms of service never favor the content creators.
I think we would get more views if Jermaine was bouncier.
Yeah, we ran that into the ground and apparently proved nothing.
Was it supposed to prove something?
Yeah. That humanity's obsession with nudity can destroy the object of their crazed lust and have negative, long-lasting psychological impacts on that individual?
Oh, you know, I kind of miss that, I guess.
Yeah, you and about 90% of people out there.
So, is that why Jermaine is so messed up?
Yes, is it not obvious?
Well, I mean, who's really going to watch all that content for context?
Robot Lady is right. I barely watch the episodes I'm in.
Why bother anymore? Anyway, moving on. J.J. Abrams is working on another Batman animated series. I have no idea if that's good or bad, but I'm kind of all Batmaned out.
There is so much Batman out there!
Hocus Pocus 2 is going to be a Disney Plus thing with the original cast coming back, but I'm not sure I care, as the trailer for the Friends reunion made me want to vomit.
I don't like Friends.
Henry Cavill, the dude from Superman and The Witcher, is rumored to star in a remake of Highlander.
Really? Highlander? I don't watch Highlander unless it has Mario Van Peebles in it. What?
Not gonna even address that. Attack the Block 2 is supposedly happening with Boyega set to return.
I'll need me Nick Frost in there as well, mate! Make it so!
And Transformers, the movie, is getting a 4K release. Not sure if it's a total remaster or whatever, but hey, Transformers 4K.
You know, that movie isn't that great.
Yeah, I rewatched it relatively recently and was like, what is this? Though, hey, Unicron still holds up and some of that hand-drawn animation is still awesome.
Eternals!
There was a trailer for Marvel's Eternals, which kind of looks like a big bunch of I don't care with a side order of does this even matter anymore.
If it weren't for the levity in the Guardians of the Galaxy films, I probably would have passed on that as well.
I think my new approach to all the Disney Marvel nonsense is just wait until the end of the year and just subscribe for a month and watch everything I want within those 30 days.
I had a 30-day free trial and was like, there is nothing on here. Like, what am I gonna do? Watch The Simpsons all day? Queue up some old Disney films that have probably been modified for today's lack of sensibility? Get bent, mate.
Yeah, I literally went through everything available at the time, and there was little to nothing I had an interest in.
I mean, Mandalorian was all right, though.
Yeah, I skimmed through that and was still bored. But, whatever. Other than that, there's been a lot of IRL stuff bogging us down, but hopefully over the next few weeks, things will get back to normal.
Yeah, I just want things to get back to normal. I got the vaccines for the plague and was very surprised to find my cell phone service did not improve in the slightest.
Everyone be safe, support stuff, and thanks again to everyone who sent things.
Especially wall scrolls.
What is with you and wall scrolls now?
Well, it's like more durable art posters that I can easily change out without having to worry about frames and, all that. It's easy peasy, mate.
I guess. How many times do you change posters on your wall?
Very often.
Weird. I still have a Scott Pilgrim poster from, 2011 on my wall, and, High Fidelity with John Cusack, Shaun of the Dead, a really old Weezer poster by Adrian Tomine, with the superhero girls. That's
High Fidelity! That came out the year 2000.
Yeah, and it still holds up.
Now change your decor, mate.
I like my posters.
You want to borrow some wall scrolls? You know, try them out. I'll have the semi-not-safe-for-work scroll of Uzaki-chan wants to hang out. It's like a beach scene. Oh, God. I'm leaving.
Begley?
Yes, love?
Stop. Just stop.
Ouch. Harsh.
For those out there pondering about supporting all this, now would be a good time, as Pilsy has been grinding his teeth and apparently needs two root canals and two crowns, and that cost a small fortune.
Maybe grinding my teeth in my sleep wouldn't hurt so much if someone put food in my mouth while I'm unconscious.
Dude, you already use a night guard that's supposed to protect your teeth.
Oh, I go through those things faster than Jermaine wears out shaky rockets.
Yeah, she really needs a significant other.
I really don't think she's relationship material, mate.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure there's someone out there who can put up with emotional tantrums and various mental states that bounce between depression and self-loathing every 38 minutes.
Yeah, that's a hard pass for me, mate. Got enough of my own problems.
I can list them if you like.
No, thank you. We're fine.
Problem number one, a total weep.
Thank you.
Problem number two, obsessed with J-pop idols.
Okay.
Problem number three, delusional, as Begley thinks any waifu on a planet would have even the slightest bit of interest in him.
That's enough.
I could go on.
That will do. That will do.
Begley also collects statues of ladies who wear little clothes.
Does he?
They are collectibles, and I appreciate the craftsmanship.
I partially believe you.
Anyway, everyone, thanks for existing and keeping things going. Support the stuff you love. We out!
Down.